Hilchos Chakirus VeKablonus. These are the laws of sharecropping situations. Rav Nosson Zal says, quoting the Shulchan Aruch, HaChoycher Shenoisei Mikol Hasode Dovor Kotzuv Kach Bekaf Kurin Lashono. Choycher means that Reuven owns a field, Shimon comes to him and says, I'll work the field for you a whole year on condition that no matter how much it produces, I'll give you 10 kur of produce at the end of the year. Whether it produces 1,000 kur or 2,000 kur, you'll know you get your 10 kur. Hamekabel lemachzo lishlishu lerviya. Whereas a mekabel is where they make a sharecropping arrangement where whatever the field produces, you get 20%. It's your field, I'll do all the work in it, on condition that I get all the produce, you get 20% of the produce, or 60% of the produce, whatever the agreement is. Rav Nosson Zal begins, Yesh l'rameis bozeh, al pima shekosov rabbeinu b'maymar vayhi boyaz elrus, that these laws in Shulchan Aruch, we can show a hint to a connection to something Rabbeinu Zal speaks about in Torah Samachay in Likutei Moran. Sheyesh sode v'shom gedelin ilonois v'asabim. That there is a field, and in this field grow trees and grasses, the hainu neshamos, referring to the Jewish souls. V'heim tzrichim lebal hasode. And these neshamos need the master of the field, sho'isek b'tikunam b'chol tikunei hasode, who's the one who's involved in taking care and maintaining this field in all the different tikkunim that are needed for the field maintenance. Ayin Shom Hetev, look in that chapter on Likutei Moran well, and you'll see all the details that Rabbeinu Zal says about it. V'hoikar shemeviyoisom el atachlis, so the main thing that the tzaddik does for these neshamos is that he brings them to the ultimate goal, shehu kuloi toiv, which means he brings them to Olam Haba, in a sense, which is the place of all good. Bayom hahu yihi Hashem echod u'shmayechod. You know, we say, yom shekulay toiv. Shaydeze yecholim lehispalel. Ayin shom heitev. And Rabbeinu Zal explains over there that when a person gets to that level where they know that everything is good, even what seems to be bad is also good, that's when the person can be zeuchet to a tefillah b'shleimus. This is what's discussed over there in this chapter 65 on the Likutei Moran. V'zeh ha-tzadik ha-doer ho-isek b'tikunei ha-sode ha-nal hu b'chinas mekabel v'oris. Rav Nosson Zal says now that this tzadik who assumes responsibility for taking care of this field of souls, in a sense, he's like a sharecropper with Hashem. She-yoyreit l'toich sode shel chaveroi. A sharecropper is one who goes into his friend's field and he's helping him with it. Because Kaviyochol Hashem is called the friend of the true tzaddik. Or leman achai v'reoy adabro nasholim. We find Kaviyochol Hashem using this kind of terminology about tzaddikim. He considers them his friends. Ki hatzadik hoemes shoisek b'tikunei hasode shezehu tikin kol hoilomois hu nase shutof l'Kodesh Baruch Hu b'maisa bereishis. Because the tzadik who assumes this responsibility of maintaining the neshamois, kaviyochol he becomes a partner to Hashem in creation of the world. V'alkein nikro b'chinas mekabel sode mechaveroi. This is why he's called a type of sharecropper to Hashem. Sode hanal, referring to this special field. V'oisek b'chol tikunim shel sode hanal. And the tzaddik is involved in doing all types of maintenance on a field. B'charisha, plowing, uktsira, harvesting, zriya, planting, unatia, other types of planting, ulenache shoasabim, and weeding the field, kikol elu habechinois nimtzom bebechinas hasode shon neshomesanal. Because all the different types of maintenance, all the different concepts of maintenance that apply to a regular field, also apply to this field of neshomois. Ulefomim mekabloi bepshitus, there are times when the arrangement that the tzaddik has with Hashem is that he's going to give Hashem so much and so much produce per year, that by the tzaddik taking over the responsibility of dealing with these neshamos, it's going to result for Hashem in a certain amount of produce per year. ulefomim lemachzo lishlish shulervia. There are times where what the tzaddik produces from these neshamos is half, a quarter, or a third. Ze bechinas shir poshut kofel meshulash meruba bechinas asorah min enegina. This refers to one of the greatest accomplishments that the tzaddik accomplishes with Klal Yisrael, is the bringing forth of the highest level of tefillah, which is called the 10 types of song, which is called a half, a quarter, a third, because we find that Hashem's name Yud Kei Vav Kei, which is four letters, when you do it Yud, Yud Kei, Yud Kei Vav, Yud Kei Vav Kei, it comes out to a total of 10 letters, corresponding to the 10 types of song. And that's called double, triple, quadruple. You know, it's called, so that the four letters is called quadruple, three letters is triple, two letters is double, and one letter is single. Just as, in other words, lahavdil, a single, a double, a triple, a home run. In terms of what the tzaddik is going to be, these asorah min enegina, which represent a shleimus hatfila, which the tzaddik is going to be producing for Hashem from these neshamos. And here he's saying that just as when the Gemara talks about a sharecropper and it says he makes an arrangement with the owner whereby the owner is either going to get half or a quarter or a third, that's symbolic of this concept of the asorah min enegina, which is produced from this field. Because the tzaddik who's taking care of this field, he's the one who makes these special songs. He's the one who has the super koyach hatfila, as Rabbeinu Zal shows over there in chapter 65. This is the main produce of this field of neshamos that the tzaddik is taking care of, is the fact that it produces a shleimus hatfila. Because the tzaddik is the one who has to improve these neshamos and sort them out and fix them up so that he can elevate them to the highest level of good, which is concept of Olam Haba, which is this place of these 10 types of song. V'zeh b'chinas nigunim kemuva b'divar Rabbeinu Zal in Torah Resh Pei Beis al posuk v'oid mat v'ein rosho v'zboinan tal mekoymoy v'einenu. When Rabbeinu Zal talks about the tzaddik dealing with Klal Yisrael and looking for the good points in each and every single Jew, finding good in each and every single Jew, and that the tzaddik takes that good and puts it together to form songs with it. Just like a song is made from notes, individual musical notes, Rabbeinu Zal says that the tzaddik, when dealing with Klal Yisrael and being able to find the good points in each and every single Jew, those represent musical notes, which the tzaddik takes and combines and puts together to form shirois v'tishbochois tashem, to form songs tashem. Shat tzaddik dones hakoyle kafschus. The tzaddik is the one who's able to judge every Jew favorably. Umoitze schus afilu barosha gomor. He's able to find good points even in a rosha gomor. Vaideze maaleu lekafschus bemes. And by doing that, he mamish is able to bring that person to a good place, to get him to become good. And Rabbeinu Zal said over there that when the tzaddik does this, songs are created from this. Bebechinas azamro leloikai bioidi, as the pasuk says, I will sing to Hashem with my oid. And Rabbeinu Zal says that the oid there refers to this pasuk od maat ve'em rosha ve'hizboinan tal mekoymoy ve'inenu. That if you can look at a rosha and find a good point in him, that good point is called Od Ma'at. And in that little Oid, Ve'ein Rasha, in that good point, he's not a Rasha in that point. The Tzaddikim take all of those points, all of those Oids, Lahavdil, in English you have the word Ode, O-D-E, Ode to this, which means a type of song. The Tzaddik takes these Oid Ma'ats and makes a Zemer from them. Azamro Leloikai Bioidi. They make Nigunim, which represent the highest types of Tefillah. Just like the blowing of the Shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is called Yoim Hadin, right? All Jews are being judged. What's the Avodah that Tzaddikim on Rosh Hashanah? To extract the good points, to judge all Yidin Lekaf Schus, and to find good points in them, and to make songs from that. That's the concept of the blowing of the shofar. The 100 sounds of the shofar represent the 10 types of song. 10 square is 100. And each one of those sounds represents good points that the tzaddikim find in all of us, from which they bring forth this zemer for Hashem. V'zeh b'chinas shliach tzibur shehu malakeit u'mevarer hatoiv mikol ha'mispalim ayin shom heitev. Rabbi Nizal explains over there that this is the concept of a chazan, the one who leads the prayer, because his main responsibility is to find good in everybody present in the shul. How do we know that? Because one of the laws in the Shulchan Aruch is that you're not allowed to be a chazan in a shul if there's anybody in that shul that you don't like. You hate this guy, you can't be a chazan, because then you're not going to want to represent him. So therefore, in order to be a chazan, you got to be the person who can look at every single person and find good in him. Where you do want to, you are prepared to represent him. You understand? That's this concept of a tzaddik who's malakei tenekudas toivos. Nimtza shehatikun shemesakein es haneshamos umevarom umalom umekabitz tenekudas toivos sheyesh bohem zebchinas nigunim kanal. So therefore, this tikkun of fixing up the neshamos and finding good in them and elevating that good and putting it together with the good of other neshamos, blending it together to form something, that's how tzaddikim make songs for Hashem. Ukimavur Sham Heitev, as is explained very well in that Torah in the Kutimran. V'zeh b'chinas tikkunei hasodeh kanal. This is the concept of the maintenance that's done on the field. Because the field maintenance is the concept of fixing up these neshamos, meaning to gather up the good in them and to elevate it to a holy place. This is the concept of songs. This is why Rabbi Nizal writes in that chapter in the Kutimran, that the tzaddik's maintenance of the field and bringing it to a point of super improvement is synonymous with shleimus hatfila, because shleimus hatfila is singing to Hashem, lishmaya el horina vel hatfila. Those two terms are synonymous in Yiddishkeit, song and tfila. Ki elu hanigunim heim bechinas hashliach tzibur shehu oisa hanigunim kanal kanal. Because the songs that we speak about that tzaddikim making from all the good points of the Yidden, that's the concept of the chazan who leads the tefillah in shul, because he's able to find good points in every single person. V'hashliach tzibur hu shleimus hatefillah. The one who's leading the tefillah, he represents, he's supposed to be the most religious person, he's supposed to be the one who has shleimus hatefillah. Ki ikar hatfila hu al yedei hashliach tzibur. Because we know that the main perfection of tefillah is when you have a chazan, when you have a shul with a minyan with a chazan. V'zeh b'chinas haminyan shetzorech liyos ba'asora. This is why the Torah teaches us that the most basic unit for tefillah, to have a shleimus dika tefillah, is a minyan. V'oz, which corresponding to the 10 types of song. We said earlier that shleimus hatfila is synonymous with the 10 types of song. That's why you need 10 yiddelich. And in each one of these 10 yiddelich, you're finding a nekuda toiva, where he's one of these 10 types of song. V'oz hashliach tzibur yored lefnei hateva, v'azai hu shleimus hatfila. When you have 10 yidden, then you can have one person leading the tefillah, and that's called shleimus hatefillah. Zebchinas asora min enegina shenasim aydei minyan shel asora mispalim. This represents the 10 types of song that are generated from this minyan of people that's davening. Va'oz heim ru'uyim l'shliach tzibur, and then they're capable of having a chazan, shehu mekabetz hatoiv va'oysa hanigunim kanal. He represents the tzaddik who's gathering up all of this good and making songs from it. This is why the Gemara speaks about a person who accepts responsibility of taking care of a field for a third or a quarter or half. V'hachoycher mekabel b'pshitis b'kach v'kach kurin. Whereas there's another kind of arrangement where I'll do all the work and I'll give you a fixed amount of produce regardless of what the field will produce. Ze b'chinas shir poshut kofful meshulosh merubo. B'chinas nigunim kanal. She'oisa hayored l'tech sode l'sakno. This represents the songs that are made by the tzaddik who deals with the field, which correspond to this person who's going into the field to do all the maintenance in the field. Sheze ikar tikkun hasodanal. That's the main tikkun of the field. Ki hu noisein peirois hasode lebal hasode yizborach shmoi lemachzo lishlish kederech hamekabel. Dehainu shemala hatoiv shebohem lemal leilav yizborach kvi mashiyochi levarer lefi b'chinas hasode. Meaning, this person that's going to take care of the field is going to see to it that the field owner will receive certain produce based on how good a job he's going to do in running the field. So too the tzaddik sees to it that Hashem gets certain nachas and certain produce based on how well he's able to maintain those neshamos, to bring forth good from each and every single person that's under his care. And sometimes it's half, sometimes a third, referring to these nigunim that are made, different levels of nigunim that come from these neshamas. Umize nasim nigunim v'shirois. And this results in songs. Bechinas shir poshut kofu. V'ze hakoil keminhag hamedina. And the Shulchan Aruch finishes there that these rules follow the law of the land over there, whatever is the accepted custom. The word minhag means custom, and the word linhog means to lead. That it's all based on the manhig, the tzaddik, the leader. Kifi minhag v'ha'hanhogo shenoyegim b'medino. Ki kifi hanhogosom b'gdusha kein hu mevarer umale hatoiv shebohem imrav oimat. Because according to how these people are going to conduct themselves, according to how religious they're going to be or irreligious, the tzaddik's going to be able to bring forth more good or less good from them. According to how those people behave, that's what determines how much good the tzaddik can bring forth from them. Ois Beis. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, V'zeh b'chinas ha'mekabel es ha'sodeh l'shonem u'otois lo yizrena pishton. There's a law in Shulchan Aruch over there that says that if we make a sharecropper arrangement for a couple of years, then I'm not allowed to plant flax in the field, and I'm also not allowed to plant shikma, like a sycamore type of tree, a huge, huge kind of tree, because it's brought that those kind of things, what we'll see as he goes along, those kind of things can do harm to the field unless you keep it there long term, 7 years or more, that kind of thing. Ki move on me divrei Rabbeinu Zal shom, because Rabbeinu Zal says over there in Likutei Moran, sheyesh mekablei asoda hanal she'einom yecholim lekabloi sorak lishonim uotos. There are certain tzaddikim who, once they step into that role of being the leader of Klal Yisrael, the tzaddik emes, the one who's in charge of taking care of the field, they can only be there for a couple of years. Ki muchrochim lehistalek machmazeh. Because what happens is, because they're at a certain level, in order for them to complete what they need to do with the job, they can only do so much of it during their lifetime, and then it's only by dying, where they rise to a higher level, that they can keep going, like that they can do the continued maintenance, their share on this assembly line, like. You understand? Meaning that kaviyachol, the Jewish neshamos, are like an assembly line. You have a tzaddik that steps in to do some work on them, then the next tzaddik, then the next tzaddik, you know, they're passing through the hands of different tzaddikim. But Rabbeinu Zal shows there in that chapter on the Likutei Moran that sometimes a tzaddik does so much during his lifetime, and in order for him to continue, the level that he can reach during his lifetime is level 6,200,000, let's say. but he wants to continue, and he can't continue in a body because the body is limited. So in order to be allowed to be able to continue doing his work for Klal Yisrael, he's got to be willing to die. And in the form of an neshama, he can continue, he can go to higher and higher levels. So Rav Nosson Zal says, that corresponds to this concept of the sharecropper for a limited number of years. Aval yesh sheyicholim lekabel oisol l'shanim merubos. Whereas there are tzaddikim who are able to work on this for an extended period of time, for 30 years, for 50 years, machmas shehem gedoylim umuflogim b'mayla elyoinov v'noiroa moid moid. Because this tzaddik is so great that even while he's physically living, he's great enough, you know, to be able to be bringing the yidden to higher and higher levels and improving things constantly. This is interesting to note, that it's brought that after Rabbeinu Zal said this chapter in Likutei Moran, Rav Naftali Zal, I think, when Rabbeinu Zal was about to pass away, Rav Naftali Zal questioned him, because Rabbeinu Zal had made a comment implying that I've gone as far as I could possibly go in a body, and in order for me to continue doing what I need to do for Klal Yisrael, I've got to chuck the body. I've got to get rid of the body and go Neshama alone. Because, in other words, he was at such a high level at the point that in order to go higher, he couldn't take the body along for the ride anymore. The body was, you know. So Rav Naftali Zal asked him, but didn't you once tell us that there's a tzaddik who's so, so great that he can do all of these tikkunim b'chay, you know, while he's living. He doesn't have to die to... So Rav Nezal responded to him, still, that was only up to a certain level, implying that could be there aren't any tzaddikim until Mashiach will come, and even Mashiach, it's written, has to die, that can finish the job while they're physically living. Whether it be Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Zal, Moshe Rabbeinu, even they had to die, because the contribution that they need to make to Klal Yisrael, they can only do so much of it while they're in a body. In order to continue to get to the next step, they got to let go of the body in order to keep going. So here also, he's talking about different levels of sharecropper. One person who can be a sharecropper for 2-3 years, and one person can be a sharecropper for 20-30 years, where he represents so great a tzaddik that for 20-30 years while he's living, he's still able to keep, you know, even while he's alive, he's so great to be able to be doing so much for Klal Yisrael.
Is that quantity
and
quality? Of course. 2-3 year tzaddik could be more powerful than the 40-year tzaddik and get more done in the 2-3 years.
It depends. In that term, the Kutei Moran, he talks about, you know, how this works to a degree.
The Arizal was in spot for 1 year and 8 months.
Exactly. Exactly.
And all of the Kabbalah that he
taught Reb Chaim Vital Zal was from what he had learned in close to 2 years, less than 2 years worth. Exactly. Exactly. It's like, that's what Rabbeinu Zal calls Chaim Aruchim. That Chaim Aruchim doesn't mean living a long life in number of years. You get a tzaddik where 1 day of his life is like 100 years of somebody else's life. Literally, you know. V'zeh she'ein koichoi godol kol kach, a tzaddik who is not as powerful, v'ein yochoi lekabel hasod v'lasod b'tikunei hokim shonim u'otos kanal, and he can't receive this field and work on it for a long, long period of time. He can only work on it for a limited period of time. All of his hiru shelo yizra pishton. The Shulchan Aruch says he's not allowed to plant flax. Over there, it explains that when you plant flax in a field, in order for the field to recover from it, it takes a couple of years. Like so, therefore, a sharecropper who makes an arrangement with the owner that whatever I decide to plant here, you'll get a percentage of it, or you'll get so many units of it. If he plants apples or this that, the owner is going to get it right away. And even if he switches sharecroppers next year, right away the field is going to keep producing regular. Whereas flax, it takes a couple of years for the field to recover from it. Therefore, it says it's only if this person's a sharecropper for 7 years, minimum 7 years, then he's allowed to plant flax. But if not, to have him go in and do his thing and get his produce, and then the field gets run down as a result of it, that we don't let him do. And the same thing is with that sycamore tree. Because it's so big and fat, you know, unless you're going to be there for minimum 7 years, you can't make that kind of arrangement with the owner. watch how Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain this now, based on the story of Cain and Hevel. What does this mean? Why out of all things on earth does the Gemara say that you're not allowed to plant flax? What does flax represent? Dehainu shelo yasek b'tikunim horichoykim ma'oid mimenu yisporach. This means that a tzaddik who's only able to take on this leadership of Klal Yisrael for a very short number of years, implying that he's a lower level tzaddik, he's not allowed to deal with flax, which implies the people that are furthest away from Hashem, the Rishuim, the very big Rishuim. V'heim mechunim bebechinas pishton. They are compared to flax, shehu bechino garua, which is considered a very cheap item, a very low item. Kemoy shekosuv, as it says in Chumash, vayovei kain mipri ho'adomo, it says that Cain brought an offering for Hashem from the fruit of the earth, ve'isa, and it's brought shehevi min hagarua, that he brought from the cheapest stuff, from the worst stuff, dahainu pishton, which was flax. So that's number one. So we see that flax represents the lowest, worst item. Gam isa b'divar Rabbeinu Zal, it's also written in another chapter on Likutei Moran, shepegam kain hu bechinas ketz kol bosor, that Cain's pegam was, when we say that Hevel picked good and Cain picked bad, it's like the two people who look at a cup and one says the cup is half full and the other one says it's half empty. Shehu bechinas shemechapes achar choivois b'nei odom. Cain's problem was that he was the one who was always looking to see negativity in people. Umachzer achar hagreus shebohem. He's always looking to find the faults in people. Meaning, he took the pishton and he showed that to Hashem. It's the kind of tzaddikim or Jewish leaders which always have something bad to say about the people. They pick out the bad in the people and that's what they present to Hashem. Like we find by Eliyahu HaNavi, that it says that at one point, when the Jews were worshipping idols and everything, Eliyahu HaNavi came to Hashem, they're such bad people, they're idol worshippers, and I'm taking away rain from them, because they're so bad. What was Hashem's response to him? Prepare your student Elisha for leadership. Because Hashem said to him, to tell me bad things about the Yidden, I don't need you. I have a Malach HaModa, I have a Sultan for that. Somebody doing a great job already. We don't need tzaddikim for that. The purpose of a tzaddik is to bring forth the good points of Klal Yisrael to Hashem, to bring out the Nekudas Tovos. And it's brought over there that was a concept of, that when a tzaddik Chas HaShalom is malshin against the Jews, that's a terrible thing. That's what Cain symbolized here. By the concept of him offering pishton to Hashem, it means he was the one who was bringing the bad points to Hashem. That's what he was showing Hashem. Mimtzo, shepishton, shehu korban Cain, hu bechinas choivois ugreus bnei odom. So therefore, we see that flax, which is the korban of Cain, represents this ketz kol bosor, wanting to bring an end to mankind by showing all of their faults, how bad they are, they're no good, Hashem should destroy them. Ki pishton hu bechinas gvurois. Pishton represents midas hadin, shemishom achizas hasitrachra, where we know that's the place where the sitrachra is able to draw from. Kamei shekosuv, as it says in the Novi, Ish Echod, Lovush Badim, that there was Ish Echod, a certain angel, who was dressed in linen, and it's talking there about the Malach Gavriel, Lovush Badim, wearing Bad. And we know that Bad, who Pishton, is linen. So we see that Pishton is associated with the angel Gavriel, which is Gvurois, which is the Sitrachra. V'oison horichoykim v'hagruim b'yose. Those Yidden who are furthest away from Hashem and who are the worst ones, Shehem Bechinas Pishton, they're represented by this flax. Osor Lasik Betikuna Mi She'em Koichoi Chozok VeGodol BeYoser. A tzaddik who doesn't have super, super strength is not allowed to deal with them. Ve'ein Yochel Kabbal Asode Kiim Lishonim Watois. Meaning, because this, we're talking about a tzaddik who can only receive this field for limited years, only for 2-3 years, because he's not a great enough tzaddik to be able to work on this long term. ki yuchlu lahasik loy ma'oid ki muvan b'divrei rabbenizam. Because these Rishoim, or these people who are very far from Hashem, if the tzaddik isn't great enough, they can pull him down. So that's why the Gemara says, and the Shulchan Aruch says, that a sharecropper who's only doing the job for a couple of years, not allowed to plant flax. A tzaddik who's only able to do this job for a couple of years, why? Because he isn't a super, super, super tzaddik. He's not allowed to deal with Pishton, which means the lowest elements of Klal Yisrael. Because if he does, either he'll mess them up, or sometimes they'll mess him up. They'll pull him down.
How is Rabbi Nosson able to do it? He only lived
38 years. 1 minute of his life, Rabbi Nosson Zal refers to him as Sova de Sovin, the oldest of the oldest.
So he's what they call the beggar.
Exactly. Who's the youngest of all and the oldest of all. He remembers, you know, nothing even. Zezeh ein loy bikoiris shikma. And that's why the Shulchan Aruch says he's also not allowed to plant this huge, huge type of tree that's called shikma. It's, I think they translate like a sycamore. Hu gam kein dugmosam. That's also referring to this. Hainu, why isn't he allowed to plant that kind of tree? Because that tree takes like 10 years, 7 years at least, for it to produce any serious fruit. So therefore, if the sharecropper is going to come in for 1 year and plant it and leave, not, the owner is not going to get anything from it, that kind of thing. So he says here, when we're talking about something that takes many years to produce, that's also symbolic of the Sitra Achra, which is called a Zokein, Melech Zokein Uksil. The Sotan is called an old, old man. Hainu Shikvar Hizkinu Berishosam. We're talking about people who have become old in their sins. Venis avu, venis gashmu, and they become fat and megusham ke koiras shikma, like the beans of a sycamore tree. Ki hayetzahora nikra b'shem koira. We know that one of the nicknames of the yetzahora is a beam, a koira. Kamay shekosuv tul koira mi bein einecha, as it says, remove the beam from between your eyes, and that's it's used as a nickname for the satan there. Vehu bechinas Koiras Shikma, and that's why he's represented here by this beam of the sycamore tree, Shehu Ilon Zokain. That's a very old tree. Bechinas Melech Zokain, as the Satan is called, an old king. Ki Shikmim Heim Chaluf Arozim. Now Rav Nosson Zal gives another explanation. It's brought in the Novi that these shikmim are used in place of cedar wood sometimes. When you don't have cedar wood, they use shikma instead of it. Kamay shekosuv, shikmim goidu va'arozim nachlif, that plant shikmim and they will be in place of arozim. U'kamay shekosuv b'shloimoy, as it says by Shlomo HaMelech, v'yitein es hakesef b'Yerushalayim ke'avonim, that he laid out money in Egypt, in Yerushalayim like stones. He piled up big piles of money. Ve'sho'arozim nosan kishikmin, and he was giving them wood. He was giving them money and wood to build the Beis Hamikdash with. So it says he piled up money like stones, and he piled up arozim like shikmin. Nimtza sheshikmin heim geruim. So we see, therefore, that shikmim is a cheaper type, it's a lower type, v'heim chiluf arozim. It's used in place of cedar wood. V'alkein hatano mechanes orechoikim b'yoser b'b'chinas koiris shikma. This is why the Tana uses the word shikma to represent the people that are very far from Hashem. Ki hatzadik nikro erez. Because tzaddikim are compared to a cedar tree. Tzaddik katomo yifroch ke'erez balavono yizge. V'horechoikim, the people that are far from the tzaddik, sheheim hefech hatzaddik. The word hefech means the opposite of. When we say replace this with that, or a chiluf means the opposite of. In many cases also, the word chiluf means in place of or opposite to. So he says, these rechoikim are the opposite of tzadik, heim b'chinas shikmim, sheheim hepech harozim kanal. They are the opposite of harozim. Avol mi shemekabel asoda l'shonim merubois. Whereas a sharecropper who takes on the field for an extended period of time, yochoy lezoira afilu pishton, he is allowed to plant flax, V'gam yesh loy b'koyres shikma. And he's also allowed to plant this shikma. Dahainu, kishekoychoy abir v'chozak ma'oid ma'oid. This means when the tzaddik is so, so powerful, at sheyochoy l'kabel esasod l'shonem erubois, where he's qualified to be given this field to work on for many years, dahainu sheyasek b'tikunei asode, meaning he's capable of working on the field, v'yafal pikein yarech yomim v'shonim al mamlachdoi, and yet live a long, long life, in other words, have a long stretch of kingdom, ze yochoy lasek afilu b'pishton. That tzaddik has permission to deal even with the low, the yidn that are furthest away from kedusha, like flax, zafilu b'hazikenim berushosam kikoyra shikma, and even those people who have become so used to doing averus, they've been bad for a long period of time, like this shikma wood, which takes a long, long time to grow. Shafilu oison horechokim beyoser v'nizkenu berushosam. Even those people who are furthest away from Hashem and they've become aged in their sinful path, yochoy lekarva mula saknum. This tzaddik is in a position to be makar of them and to improve them. Machmas shekoychoy godol v'chozok moid moid, because he's so, so powerful.